USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The iconic New York Stock Exchange trading floor has just reopened for the first time in months because of the pandemic. The New York Exchange president, Stacy Cunningham, says she sees symbolism in reopening in a city that's been suffering through so much.
We can set an example for how America should reopen slowly, cautiously. It is an important thing for our economy more broadly as we look to get us started.
Besides having to follow a host of guidelines, traders have to sign a waiver that would limit the stock exchange's liability if they do end up coming down with the virus. SpaceX is gearing up to send two NASA astronauts to the International Space Station tomorrow afternoon from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will become the first U.S. astronauts to launch into orbit from American soil in nearly a decade. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.